KO 4 RIM. 4 RIM, go ahead. There he is. 4 RIM, go ahead.
Just a minute, I was trying to find an alternate frequency to talk on.
One that you can hit from there. You just have to call us on the phone.
Let me check some others.
KO 4 RIM.
HKX in 0 TR.
KO 4 HKX. Hey, Tom.
Let's call there for a second. I'm getting old. The girls are happy. That worked like a champ. Thank you again.
No problem. We're glad I could help. And it's N4ZLK.
Oh, I remembered it. I just had to think about it. Didn't know if Shane was on here or not. I hear a station that I'm pretty sure he can work on. The band limits for his class license, I always got to look at. Oh, you know, I had a thing out there in the tin barn that just plugs into a propane tank. And it's, probably 6 inches in diameter. It's a heater. If you think those folks up north could use it, you can pick it up.
Right now, I just have to look at it, Tom. I don't know what exactly it is.
Oh, it's an infrared heater, and it's just got a propane valve on it, and it just mounts right directly to a 30-pound propane tank and gives off heat. I think, if I remember rightly, it ate quite a bit of propane for what it done, but if you're hurting it, it sure warms hands good. But it won't heat a large area.
Roger, I think I know what you're talking about now. It's just a burner, a radiant heater that goes on top of a propane cylinder.
That's correct.
Okay, I don't know about that for sure. I will have to find out. It's going to be limited use because you don't want to be closed up with that too much if you can help it. And then with any kind of small thing, kids around bumping it.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking, and it would really burn you. Yeah, maybe that's not such a good idea. All right, I'll let you go. I was just trying to think of things that I had that might be useful up there, but I don't have too many things like that. Talk to you later, bud. And KO4HKX and 0TR 73.
73, Tom. And you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And I'll talk to you sometime tomorrow. KO4HKX, standing by for the net.
Tom, N4ZLK. KO4.
I heard a break in there. Shane, can you operate at 28006 CW?
I'm not sure on 10 meters if I can go all the way down or not.
Okay. Well, there's a Fox Ocean stroke Delta Hotel 5 Hotel Sierra, which would be Micronesia. I don't see on his website exactly where he's at. That's way out in the Pacific. And I'm not sure which island he's on, but he's really blasting in there. Let's see, 2024. Well, you just have to figure it out. I see Manahi Atoll, but there's a zillion of those tiny little islands out there, and it's probably Micronesia if it's Fox Ocean.
Well, I got this. I mean, that's Fred K4RM and his son trying to make contact, so let's let them do that before the net starts.
You got it. Fred, your son said he could barely hear you where he was at, but go ahead, sir. And 0TR clear.
KO4RM. Sorry about that, guys. Just trying to QTY really quickly.
We didn't have anything important anyways. And I know Fred very well. And 0TR.
KO4RM4ZLK. Looks like I can go down that low on 10 meters.
He's up one. So he's on 28006. Hear that? He really good and strong. My antennas aren't the best on 10, but boy, he was easy.
And 4ZLK.
Niue Island, N-I-U-E, which would be a good one, Shane. And 0GR clear.
Manal, I've tried both antennas and I don't copy.
Yep. I guess this guy goes all over the place. Fiji, all Seychelles. Sorry, Shane. I thought I'd give it a try. And 0GR.
Appreciate it. N4ZLK.